about to be on.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, babe, I got you, man. I make hits, babe. You know what I'm saying? City. Easy to block captain, man. What's going on, everybody? Yeah, I'm back. We got some shit to talk about, man. Y'all niggas know we got some shit to talk about. We about to talk. A lot of things been going on these last 2 days. And I ain't coming in nobody biscuit. I'm just going to talk from experience. You dig what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is going on? It's a movie out here right now. Times is changing. I want everybody to understand that. Times is changing. I want you everybody to understand that this is a new era. I actually told Bay yesterday, I said, maybe we should classify this era, maybe this as a different era. Or we should classify this as like a different genre now. Like, and don't kind of include it with like hip-hop.
You know a whole mean? New like, category.
Like, just yeah, like give it a whole new category because it's kind of unfair to us. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of unfair. It's kind of unfair to us because it's really nothing. And I'm speaking for the people, maybe let's say 30 on up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking for those people.
There's still some youngins that live by
the but it is some youngins that live by the cool. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about them.
Right.
I'm not talking about them. That shit, edit that shit wrong too.
What?
On the
on the streaming? On what? On the YouTube? Let me see.
No, it came up on the
New Era, New Rules, New World.
Yeah, it's coming up as some other shit. Do I just check it?
Okay. But.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, so where are we starting?
Let's start with what really got 6ix9ine started, which I think was Meek responding to his post when he said, "I'm live in 20 minutes." I think that's where everything like started. There was like an uproar, and I think that 59 has 59. he's been doing little things leading up to today to test out his troll abilities. And once you feed into it and respond to it, especially celebrities, he feeds off of it. They even told me that Don Q went under
his... I see y'all.
Don Q went under his girlfriend. Yeah. Her name's Jade on Instagram, but her real name's Rachel.
I see it.
Don Q goes under Rachel's comments and says, "It's getting heavy." And they like, oh... You the only thing that's heavy around
hey,
here.
Hey, Zora, I was tuning into it a little bit, Zora. I tuned in. Listen, because everybody has their perspective of this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, the comments too, baby.
I know,
sorry,
baby. I just want to finish saying how the beef started because...
With who?
Don Q got into it, too.
We're not talking
he said,
about Don Q, though.
No,
we're
he was
about...
in the comments, and then they called... He called 6ix9ine Stuart Little, and then 6ix9ine went around and used the Stuart Little thing for his face. So y'all inspire him when you call him names.
Okay. 30 and up. I'm not classifying anybody that's younger than that, that's not a real nigga or a street nigga or don't have no thoroughness or, you know, I'm not saying that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just talking from my, you know, age on up because a lot of the complaints, you know, I see Zor and I see a couple people on the, you know what I'm saying? We're that age and up and all of that. So, I think what we forget in here is that we still have a whole younger generation that's before us. And I guess it's kind of not fair to critique them on the way that we live in because they're apparently not raised like the way that we... They're not raised. They wasn't brought up like the way we was living and shit. And it's just, you know what I mean? Because it's like, all right, the boy, he broke the internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
He did 2 million,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm 30. So from my kid's age, from 12 to 25, we don't think it's, you know, 2 million of those kids that tunes into somebody like that, like 6ix9ine.
I'm pretty sure there's 2 million unsupervised children on the internet right now.
But I'm just not even just children. I was just giving you a guess.
Yeah, but
from my kid's age, mm-hmm. like 12,
yeah.
13,
mm-hmm.
to 26,
I agree
25.
With you. I would bet money on it.
You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can get 2 million people to tune into a nigga like that, because that's the type of... That's the type of genre, that's the type of people he's trying to grab.
Mm-hmm.
He know he's not going to grab motherfuckers like us.
Yeah.
He knows that. You know what I mean?
He knows, like, that we're not his audience.
He already knows. So, so when people are like, damn, yo, this nigga got two, when he broke the internet, he got 2 million. Yeah, he got 2 million. But I think it's like, I think it's people like, we not understanding from an older aspect that we're not the niggas who's running the culture right now. Like, we still got, like, the younger niggas is running that shit. These niggas is making music for the younger generation.
Mm-hmm.
So they accept that shit. We don't accept that shit. We don't accept it, because I think everything is true of what Zora said. Everything is true of what Meek said. What Troy is going out there saying. Everything that y'all saying is 100% true. But for us, though.
Snitch hop is, man, funny.
Yo. But for us, though. It's true for us. The niggas is not growing up in the same ways that we grew up, man. It's a different era. It's a different rule. This is a different world. So, for the niggas that's like our age, that's like, sharing that shit,
mm-hmm.
and talking about, yo, I respect this troll game. It's like, now those are the type of niggas I think that me and you should be, you know, talking about or having that conversation about, like those type niggas. You mean, because the niggas that's 12, they don't know no better. The
right.
Niggas that's 21, they
so
don't.
So who do you want to hold responsible?
I don't know who to hold responsible. I don't know who to hold responsible. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
Because they kind of, like, really believe in what they're saying. Because there's people.
I know
there,
we didn't help. We didn't help none, man. Everybody was sharing that shit. Like, 50, 60, 70 YouTubers all dropped it all
at
the same time.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's like, I go, as soon as shit dropped, because I didn't tune into this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, she wanted to drop it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't agree.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't agree with it. I said, I don't want to support nothing like that. You dig what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
that's not how I move. So when she was editing it, I said, I don't want my logo on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dealing with it because I'm like,
he did, so.
I don't have to benefit off this nigga
right.
being
so
all right, because that's supporting
me. As media, I can't benefit off of it because the channel isn't big enough to really get a bag unless that would have got 100,000 views, and it wasn't going to happen because it was just, he kind of like, fucked up the internet with everybody streaming at the same time. But at the same time, I could think and remove myself from personal shit because my family comes from that. Like, we're victims of informants, if you will. My mother did an 8-year bid. She was sentenced to 10 years in the feds by the U.S. government. So it's not like I'm a stranger to snitching. It's not like I wasn't raised on knowing what the Fifth Amendment was. It's just that as a media person, I'm going to report on what happens in hip hop as it happens, because whether we like it or not, it did happen. He is an artist. He is signed. And he did break marketing records. So we have to separate. There's a bunch of lanes that this shit goes in. But as far as consuming his content, you don't have to do that. People don't have to do it. But like you said, his audience isn't an audience that we can relate to. Number one, he's a megastar internationally. So outside of this country, there's some people not even following these codes or know about street codes. And like you were saying, as younger kids that's raised up, that they're not raised on street codes. You know what I'm saying? I think the lesson we could take out of this is You got to know who you fucking with at the end of the day. Like, I don't want to get into his story and why he thinks this is okay to snitch, because he's wrong. He's wrong. He did crime.
I think we should.
He did hits. He did all of that.
Listen, I think we should come up with a way to classify this nigga in another era of music. Of
I like bitch hop.
We can't put him into hip hop, because I listen like this. I didn't agree with it that she wanted to put it up, but I'm like, go ahead, you know what I'm saying? I just don't want to be associated, you dig what I'm saying, with that, because it's like, when niggas, it's like, I don't care who you is, because for me being my age, the new generation is one more generation after me, because I'm like 31, so it's one, so we got the 24s and the 21s, and then we got my son that's 11, so I only can be responsible for my young boy. My young boy, that nigga already know. Like, you mean, I'm raising my young boy up girl. You dig what I'm saying? So I don't have to worry about him, because he already going to know. But it's a lot of dads out here that's not out there with the kids that's able to, you know, teach they sons the fucking game, dog. The son game. It should be nobody on live or the interview that's telling you, I knew how to do crimes,
okay,
but I didn't know what to not do if we get caught. It should be no nigga out there in the world that even has the audacity to say some shit like that.
Say what?
That I knew how to do crimes, but I didn't know what to do if I got caught. Like, you mean, like, that's not how we was raised, bro. We wasn't raised like that. Everybody wasn't raised the same. But it's, I mean, some shit you can take in this, like, it's common sense. Who, I mean, listen, we're about to go do something bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know the consequences to it.
Yeah, I've done plenty of bad things.
Consequences to it.
People got caught, and that's what it is. But it's pieces of shit out here, and all you're seeing is somebody that's a piece of shit and benefiting from it. Like, we have Trump as a president. Pieces of shit benefit every day. But I agree. If you don't tell your kids, don't be a tattletale, because that's where it starts. I used to get beat. You tell too much in one day, you get your ass beat. But that's me and my family. Everybody ain't raised like that.
So, who would y'all think is better? A person that admits that he's a snitch and he glorifies that he's a snitch, or a person that we know that that's a snitch but is still trying to hide it? Who gets the up one? You know what I mean? Because then I'm seeing that, like, motherfuckers is like, all right, it's cool, because he know he a snitch and he's going with that shit ain't cool. That shit ain't cool, guys. That shit ain't cool. Like, I don't, man. That shit ain't cool, man. But I actually appreciate battle rap, because we getting blown the fuck up out of there, dog. Like, you mean, it is certain people that's, you know, still trying to cape for him, but majority of battle rap is agreeing, like, with the same shit. We all knew that interview was bullshit.
Yeah.
I kind of felt, I ain't gonna lie, I had, because I was falling back off of it. I wasn't even saying nothing. I was seeing the little bullshit people were saying. I was falling back. I said, I'm not gonna even say nothing else about it, because I had people in a feeling. But once I seen the interview, I just got immediately upset. I said, damn, the nigga trying to play people. I said, damn, he's trying to really play people's, like, intelligence. And it's fucked up, dog.
Yeah, he's playing with the same intelligence that people are falling for with Tekashi 6ix9ine. It's only a certain set of people that act like they can't read what's right in front of them. Like, it could be your friend and all of that. But at the end of the day, right is right, wrong is wrong. We're looking at the paperwork. There's nothing you can say unless you're talking to somebody who could just be manipulated in that way. Because what are we talking about when it comes down to that in particular?
Somebody say, nobody care, your favorite artist do best of shit too, and they just get away with it. Nobody getting ass whoopers anymore. That's a large part. Prophet, I agree.
Yeah, people don't fight.
People don't even beat their kids. People don't even beat their kids anymore.
Mm.
I mean, that's a whole
yeah.
Other topic. All right, so I want to get into this. So, all right. The generation that we're in right now, nobody is going to fuck with that. What are we going to do to now is like, okay, listen, you can be whoever you want to be, and as long as your following is heavy, that you can get away with it. You know what I'm saying? So because we got battle rap, that's a prominent division in hip-hop, right? And then we got just hip-hop. So we got the boom shit. Can I say this? I just want to be 100% honest. Bro, listen to this. If you don't have no paperwork, bro, just be quiet, bro. It's so, listen, it was three things that had you on cool shit if you would have just choked out. You know what I mean? Since no friends of yours can tell you this, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't even want niggas think I'm hating. I'm telling the truth. Since no friend, you had the coronavirus pop up right after the big K shit. You had an out. Nobody was talking about it. You pop up with a motherfucking freestyle, right? So then once the freestyle shit was going, what the fuck just happened? It was something else in battle rap that just happened.
Norms got fired.
Norms got fired. Everybody was talking about Norms.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga go drops another interview. Now to me, it's just like, are you doing this on purpose at this point? Like, are you just egging motherfuckers on? Because, you know, the first time you had 50-50, you knew, like, the real niggas already knew. The real niggas already knew. A real nigga, because listen, a lot of niggas, and agree with me, y'all, if y'all agree with me, a lot of niggas ain't never even get put in a snitching, compromising position, bro. You know what I mean? It's only certain niggas that even get put in that position to be in that position. You know, niggas know what telling is. My motherfuckers know. You know what I'm saying? So the real niggas already knew once boy name was on paperwork. Niggas already knew what a pill was. Niggas already knew everything. And it's like, all right, motherfuckers keep thinking niggas is stupid. Niggas don't know what the difference from a pill is. Okay, motherfuckers is stupid. So then you got people that's going with it. They like, all right, yeah, y'all got to get the real joint. Y'all get the real joint. But then it's like, all right, every time that he comes out with a different thing, either the freestyle or the blog, he says something different that make you be like, yo, what the fuck? When this nigga said the lawyer couldn't get the paperwork, I'm like, huh?
That was it.
I'm like, yo, that was, I'm like, certain shit, it was like nobody besides the nigga in your case can get the paperwork. I said, what? You know what I mean? And I was thinking for a minute. I said, damn, is that true? And shit like that. I'm just like, is that true? Can like, no, then I'm like, hold on, I'm bugging. The nigga got me second guessing myself because he keep going out, you know what I'm saying? Bro, the whole interview was just disrespectful, bro. It was just disrespectful. At this point, you might as well just come out. You trying to feed the narrative. You trying to tell motherfuckers you young, and then you try to tell motherfuckers I didn't know. It's like you're trying to tell us without telling us. It's like you poking at telling the truth, but then you not telling it. Like, the whole time, because, all right, you're young. I didn't know. I didn't know that I wasn't supposed to be doing this. Then it's like, no, I didn't tell on nobody. Then it was like, I never took this stand.
Okay.
Yeah, I wrote a statement.
So somebody says his personal life and his professional life are two different things.
Right.
But, you know, that's wrong, because in battle rap, your personal life gets brought on the stage. So you're wrong with that. And that would be one of the first things that people would look for if they ever caught wind of it, was to see, like, if you had paperwork. So if someone's contacting someone like, yo, this nigga got paperwork, they're going to want to check it out. So when it comes to battle rap, and this would be something to attack somebody over as far as character is concerned. So I'm sorry, I don't agree with your point.
Yeah, personal life gets brought up into battle rap since forever. Everybody knows that. You dig what I'm saying? So he gets no pass.
Mm-hmm.
He gets no pass. I never understood that too. Like, yo, it's battle rap, it's real life. Like, y'all trying to get him. Since when? Since when are we gonna just implicate that rule for him? Like, you dig what I'm saying? Like, no, come on, man. Niggas knew what it was. It was fair game. ARP already said if you didn't want something in your contract, it was a time to say what you didn't want. He figured nobody was going to know.
Mm-hmm.
He figured nobody was going to know. He figured he wasn't going to take the time to do it, which he probably didn't. You know, hating niggas already probably sent K to Lil Joe. Yo, oh, shit, what? You dig what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, motherfuckers already know. And it's like, we got to stop promoting these motherfuckers, man. Nobody else should be interviewing Ball. Nobody else should be battling Ball. Nobody else should be interviewing Ball. Nobody else should be battling Ball. There's only one thing that this man has to do. And if he does this, that's it. Show your discovery. That should be the only thing that should be next. It should have been next two times ago. Two blogs ago, freestyle ago, the lawyer thing ago, unless it is a troll, unless he's 6'9" in us. You dig what I'm saying? Because I look at it, that shit got 55,000, 60,000 views on him going around the corner. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never went to anybody's trial.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, my CI ain't go to my trial either.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? You don't, I mean, it's like, bro, that don't mean shit, bro. Okay, we understand you didn't take the stand and say and point at the nigga and literally say he did it. We understand you didn't do it. But why is you trying to play with niggas' intelligence, bro? It's just like, it's like, all right, now you making niggas not fuck with, I mean, niggas already didn't fuck with you, but it's like, yo, now you making niggas like, all right, we can't even give him a reach now. We can't even be like, all right, we're going to wait. What is niggas waiting for, bro? What is niggas? You can get your discovery right now. Right fucking now, dog. You can get it. You can get the discovery right now. What is niggas waiting for? Are we really jacking this shit, bro? That, you know what I mean? We waiting for the... Come on, man. The only niggas who's waiting for that paperwork is the nigga who still have a little hope that he didn't tell. Those is the only niggas that's waiting for that paperwork. Everybody else know what's up. We know what's up, dog. We know what's up. We know what's up. It should be done. He should be a done-done. It should be a done-done. You know what I mean? Now, is he, if somebody books him for a battle, I understand. I understand why you would book him for a battle, especially he's going to be like a small league that don't really have a, like a ton of views. They're going to have a little bag. They're going to want the shock value. And then he might get that maybe once, maybe twice. But then after that, it's over. It's over.
I agree.
So.
I just think it's tired and it's just kind of like, just be quiet.
So, yeah. You can't listen. You, even if you lost the paperwork, I'm reading the comments now. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you lost the paperwork, you can get the lawyer, especially because, listen, the nigga don't go. Anybody who really knew the nigga, that when he went to the lawyer's office the first time, that's when you should have been thinking about getting your discovery that time, not secretly recording, asking the questions you want them to ask. That was bullshit. We all knew that. That was it. Yo, even if it's a fee, because it might be a fee. It might be a fee to get it, but it's worth clearing my fucking name, dog. It's worth clearing. You dig what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand. Oh, no, he's going to battle. He's going to battle. He's going to battle. I never not... that he was going to be banned.
Somebody's booking that shit.
I never not thought he wasn't going to be banned from battle rap because I'm a realist too. Like, I understand that it's niggas that, you know, is opportunists, that they're going to take that bag, they're going to give that bag and they're going to take them 40,000, 50,000 views and, you know, subscribers come with it. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, man, niggas don't lose the paperwork, but I thought about this too. I thought about, because he said, you know, he was 1920 or whatever, so he didn't have the paperwork, right? So then I thought about this. I said, all right, if you know that your paperwork states that you're telling, why would you bring it to jail? I'm throwing that shit away before I get there, because niggas do check motherfuckers' paperwork in jail. And then if you see a nigga paperwork in jail and you say that, and you see that shit say he telling, you tell the whole jail and it's a wrap and it's over. It's over. So I kind of understand why you wouldn't take it to jail, because how do you lose the paperwork? You went from the trial to jail. You don't have anything else. You dig what I'm saying? Like, you should have that at all times. So the only thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, the only thing that happens is he threw that shit away, which I understand. I understand, because that shit said, yo, such and such and such a is a such and such and such a. And why would I tell anybody I'm a such and such and such a? You know what I mean? Adi definitely going to battle again. He also going to try to pull a stunt to get his street rep back, and he going to end up hurt or in jail. I'm not going for that. I'm not going for no known rap trying to be tough.
I agree with him. He winds up getting hurt.
Yeah, because you know what I mean? Like, because it's just like this. It's at the point of this. It's like, all right. Somebody said, I don't understand how prison works. You don't have the opportunity to throw it away. If you do, you get put on probation until your paperwork clears. You don't have the opportunity.
He didn't understand.
He said he don't have the opportunity to throw away his paperwork. If he do, he get put on probation until it clears. Well, I mean, I don't know about which jail you at, but yeah, Prez said it the best. Paperwork parties. That's what they was calling this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not supposed. It's like a rule. It's like a unwritten rule, bro. It's like you're not supposed to throw your paperwork away when you go to the jail, because niggas can question you at all times. And you, because there's a lot of niggas who done did shit to kids. You know, I mean, you know, blah blah blah, kids or other shit, or they be a scrapist and all that, or they be a rat. That's the three things that niggas look for in jail. If you're a pedophile, if you're a rapist, or if you're a rat. You know what I mean? Or if you're a if you're gay, you know what I'm saying? Like that, you know what I mean? But I don't know which jail you was at, but you mean you can if you wanted to, like, throw away your paperwork. I mean, it ain't really nothing nobody's gonna, you know, can personally do to stop you. You know what I mean? Like, from that. But I think that's just like an unwritten rule. Yeah, I think it's like an unwritten rule that we just know, you know, you can be questioned at, like, all times. You know what I'm saying? Like that. So that part I didn't get. First, he said the online paperwork was false. He did say that. He said the online paperwork was false and it was just internet shit. Then he implied the cops lied on him. So is the paperwork false or did the cops lie? If you secretly recording your lawyer, shit is not right. Yo, that's a fact, dog. I mean, but see, I've been saying that shit from the beginning. When I first seen the original paperwork and that shit was on Justia, I knew from that. I was talking about it from the... I didn't believe that shit from the beginning, but it's certain niggas of y'all was believe, yo, we gonna give them a chance. We gonna give them a chance to produce paperwork. We gonna give them a chance. Imagine that shit in jail. You don't get no chance to produce another set of paperwork, cuz. Like, that shit wasn't gonna, you mean, like, happen. Pulling coats. If he was walking the yard, practically mandatory. I don't know where he set up. Right. That's what I'm saying. Yo, where is your? Let's just say, yo, I heard that you rape kids. You mean what if a nigga really put that on you? You have to show paperwork that you're not no pet. You don't think a nigga is going to do that? You know what I'm saying? Ho, you got the wrong boy. Yo, what? You got the wrong. Hey, who? You have to show that. So what you, man? It's impossible, man. It's impossible for a nigga to do as long as a bid as him and never had his paperwork at all. Yeah, somebody said they can get you fucked up if you don't have no pay. So everybody knows that. Everybody on my YouTube knows that. Everybody on Facebook, they know. So where are we going wrong at then? You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to know. If you at the fort and you ain't got your paperwork, they gonna get stabbed. Prophet, you getting checked in, right? Right? You got to check in. You have to check. I seen it happen with my own eyes, bro. You have to check in. Oh, you dig what I'm saying? Like, who's selling food stamps? Hit me. Hey, yo, that's my dad. Yo, he's funny as shit. You know what I'm saying? I was in USP at Max Level Fed Prison, for those that don't know what it is, but those on compounds got to have your paperwork, and people are proud to show they shit. Right. He home. He did it, period. Why they waiting on paperwork? Exactly. I think it ain't no paperwork. I mean, take that back. Of course it's paperwork. Of course he's going to have his discovery with his name on it. Okay? You know what I mean? Because I don't want nobody to twist my word. I understand he has his own discovery. Yes. I personally don't think it's going to say the same shit. It's going to say the same shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? The only reason why I'm talking about it is, why are we still surprised? Why niggas is like, oh, now he's just disrespecting them. Now we going in. Why is niggas doing that? If niggas had any bit of streetness or jailness in them, they knew from the very beginning, something is not right. We be like, yo, boy ain't right. It's either two things. If we say up there, boy not right, We only talking about two things. Either you gay or you a rat. Yo, ball not right. Yo, you alright with ball? Yeah. He not right. Oh, yeah. All right. Even a speculation, let's say is it not true, right? Even a speculation and you don't see no paperwork, you second guessing if you fucking with this nigga or not, bro. You have to. You dig what I'm saying? You have to. Like, you know what I mean? Like, your paperwork is your paperwork, period. I did a small bit in Gander 2016, still got the papers in the box in my closet. He did years. Fuck out of here. I agree, because I had my paperwork upstairs for all three of mine. You dig what I'm saying? Like, all three of mine. You know what I mean? Like, so, and I carry it just because. I don't know. I mean, I just never had a feeling of, like, putting it in the trash. Like, why would I put it in the trash? It was a part of the shit that I did.
Yeah, nobody comes home from prison and like, throws away that box.
And my brother, and my little brother, babe, you know, he come home June 3rd. I promise you, when I pick him up, June 3rd, he's going to have his paperwork.
Everybody has his paperwork in that Bible.
I promise you.
And every letter, and every picture, and every...
I wouldn't even listen. It's not enough money that can make me... I would never battle ball you. Your honor. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I still wouldn't have fucked with ball even if he would have came out. If he would have came out and been like, yo, I was young. You know, I did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I grew and all of that. Whatever sad story he would have said. You know what I mean? Like, motherfuckers would have been like, all right, bull's a rat. But, I mean, at least you can respect. You can respect the fact that you know that you're a rat. You dig what I'm saying? It's like,
right.
It's like now, bro, it's like, all right, you told us it was fake. Then you did the lawyer thing. Then you did the blog. Then after the blog, then you dropped the freestyle. Then after the freestyle, then you dropped another blog. Then you write in, it's like,
you know how we top this? When Rowdy comes home, and what's his face, babe? What's the other one name, y'all? Cool. Rowdy and, oh my God.
And
what's his face? Come on, y'all, what's his name?
Bro, we was just looking at
Smurda,
his
name. Bobby Smurda. To rebuke all of this, niggas gotta lift Bobby Smurda up. Like, we gotta get on his live. Niggas need to be 5 million deep.
Yo,
Smurda
gotta
make
have
that shit
all
fire.
The fucking,
we
gotta
have a parade
all, listen,
because
he's the
opposite
one.
Of
right.
What happened. He said, "No, I'm not gonna tell all my friends. Like, I'll just do the time. Fuck it. Fucking record deal and all." So,
hey yo.
We have to raise him up when he get out.
Something, man, I don't even know, man. It's so much shit that's like behind the scenes. You be like, yo, it's crazy. And I ain't try to be get my shit like in it, cause I had a lot of people and they feelings. You know what I'm saying? Like same niggas Dragon Boom is saying 6ix9ine. Yo, I said yo, I seen niggas that was like, yo, fuck Boom, but it was like, yo, 6ix9ine. Alright, mm-hmm. That joint trash too, guys. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I ain't even clicked the link. Listen, I didn't even click the YouTube link. She was watching the fucking live. And I'm like, he's not gonna say nothing. I said he's gonna troll. Then a nigga came on a joint with a million dollar watch on, two watches on. Bro, you a whole cornball, nigga. You a whole nutter. You know what I mean? Like, bro, we don't care how much your watch is or how many chicks you got. You's a whole stone cold Rizzy, bro. That shit don't impress nobody. It was cool before you went to jail and before you told. Niggas was laughing at you then. Ha ha, hey, yeah, he a troll. Now we know you a whole sucker. So that shit only impressed, that's why I said the younger generation. That shit only impressed them. Mm-hmm. I don't care how much bread you worth. You're a rat, nigga. You know what I mean? In life, you're worth zero, nigga. You know what I mean? You fucking scum, dog. Like, you know what I mean? So I don't care if you had a $10 million watch on. I don't care if you had 20 Jones in it. They only there for some paper. We already know everybody got that. They going to burn that nigga up. They going to burn him down, take all the paper. You know what I mean? Everybody going to use him until they can't use him no more. And I promise you, by the end of the year or middle next year, it's going to be over for him. It's going to be over for him. It's disgusting, right? For real. You know what I mean? It's disgusting, bro. And he know he can do it. He knew he was going to break it. He knew it. He knew it. Then it's, you right. Niggas is saying they like that. This nigga just had, yeah, I'm a rat and came home to a bag. And niggas is like, yo, this song fire. Where the fuck is our morals at, man? We gotta have some morals still, man. Like, you mean, damn, like, you mean, like, boy, like, yo, oh, it's still what 6ix9ine had to Don Q shook, not because of beef, but because Don knew he was an agent. Check the interview. I'm not dumb. I knew what was going to do. I'm stating the choosing ass niggas who are. Right. It was going to, listen, I knew it was going to do, Joe. I said it. I'm like, yo, he going to break the fuck. He going to break it. You know what I'm saying? Because not only his fans, right? You got the niggas who's nosy. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you could ask. I'm like, you probably could call like my mom or my grandma and ask her if she know who 6ix9ine. Because the whole case was so, it was public. It was big. You dig what I'm saying? It was big. So, you know what I mean? Everybody done heard about it. So, you right. So, I already knew. So, yeah, I already knew that, you know, it was going to be John. But it just was like, I'm like, it's nothing that, you know, it's nothing that somebody who, you know, told and lost his honor can give me to make me have any respect for him. Because that's your time of trial and tribulation.
Yeah,
right,
he doesn't
there.
Have the same standard.
Yeah, like when
you.
You're in there, when you have to face time for the shit that you did, that's your trial and your tribulation to do what's right, integrity, right. That's your shit. It's your shit. You dig what I'm saying? You have to be able to take. If you can't take, listen, man, are y'all niggas understanding this shit, bro? If I'm doing some shit and I can't take the time for the shit that I'm doing, a nigga can impress you with a $1 million watch. Y'all niggas is bugging, dog. Y'all niggas is bugging. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. Use a whole Rizzy, bro. You dig what
niggas
ain't.
That's some real selling your soul shit.
For real.
Because I don't even want a $1 million watch if I gotta go down as labeled a rat. A bodyguard everywhere I go, like, scared for my life. It's not worth it.
He said, I don't condone nothing. Them niggas wasn't loyal, and he wasn't loyal. Them niggas should even be. Okay, listen. I gotta rebuttal to that. It's not even about them niggas being loyal. It's about I'm going to jail for the shit that I participated in. Okay, them niggas wasn't loyal. I agree. Them niggas was suckers too. You
they
dig
was,
me?
They
was
stupid,
suckers. But it's
too.
Still the shit that I did. I'm
right.
Going to take the shit that I did, and I'm going to take it. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
You mean such a ain't send a hit out on such a. That nigga sent the hit out on such a. I'm not about to get a year for. Listen, man. Niggas got to suffer. The niggas who you tell on, they the ones who's doing the suffering. And even though them niggas are suckers, or you know what I mean? I done did some nut shit. I done did some cornball shit. You dig what I'm saying? But I'm not saying that. Hold up. He told too. I know 6ix9ine too. What about the boy, P or whatever? His folks. His people told too?
Oh, was it court with?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You know what I mean? Because I wasn't really
I didn't
following
read
it
that
after
they
I'm like,
told
he,
on
man,
each other. I just read that he took the stand.
Right. So what you say? Exactly. Just because niggas are suckers don't mean that I'm a rat on them. That's perfect.
But that's how. But that's they held it down just like that. Even though they know they did him dirty in the streets, they didn't turn around and say, "Well, he did this and he did that." They just took their time.
And it's you gotta hire mass security now. You mean basically it's honor, man. It's honor. Is you mean it's honor? It's integrity. You know what I'm saying? It was come with the streets. You never gonna tell me a nigga like 6ix9ine or a nigga like Adi Boom ain't never watch any hood movies. Have we never watched, you know, State Property,
right.
Belly? Have we watched Blow? Did any did any nigga watch any? We can even go to Set It Off. I know it's not about drugs, but it's about bang. Did all the movies that them niggas have consequences to? Everybody even went to jail. Everybody got killed. If you watch any of the hood movies that the niggas like me that we grew up on and we watched, all them niggas had. You're not going to sit here and try to disrespect my whole well, my thing, and talk about I didn't know what to do not to get caught. I was done before that, but that was like the it for me. Them niggas never tell you what to do if you get caught. That should have been the it for everybody. Right there. It should have been.
You brought up a good point earlier. You said, even in so many industries, that telling shit when you want to bring somebody down because you got caught shit is frowned upon. You could be at work. Everybody done found a way to clock out early. One nigga get caught. This nigga tell on everybody. Same shit.
Even in police stations, they don't like snitches.
Yeah,
within each other. I'm going to say, that's a whole other joy. Yeah, listen, the police is a whole gang. But they don't tell on each other. They follow the no snitching rule
they
on each
strict.
Other. The army, Prophet's still on here. The army, I know it's the same way. My uncle in the army, her son in the army, or the Marines, but you know, I get stories or whatever. They play the same way. Jobs play the same way. You dig what I'm saying? Like, bro, you don't have to be a hood nigga to know not to not tell, bro. It's non-hood niggas that has a job now. It's non-hood niggas that's in the police force. It's non-hood niggas that's in the army. It's non-hood niggas that follows different unions. A union is damn near built that you mean you don't have to tell on each other. You don't have to tell on nothing. You can do what you ever, and then you got one nigga that goes to bat, and they're right. You dig what I'm saying? Like, it's you don't have... I agree. He said we got to stop talking about these niggas.
Yeah,
I agree. So, you mean, after this, I'm done. But, you know what I'm saying? Right.
Yeah,
we might not
even leave this up.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I just wanted to,
it's just
you know what I'm
discussion.
Saying? Like, it's just a talk. Because it's just like, you know, like, even everybody that's on the post now or commenting is older or my age or above. So we're talking about it amongst ourselves. You know how when we was younger, our parents used to be like, yo, y'all, your younger generation is crazy and all that. We're just now in that time frame. We just, you know, we upgraded to that type of, you know, and then we're looking back at it like, yo, these young boys is crazy. He's what he's, how old is he?
He's like 24.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So what, he caught the case 2 years ago, 3 years ago, you know what I'm saying? He was like 20. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't telling, man. I mean, he wasn't going to not tell. He was going to tell. The nigga came home to some bread. He came home to his bitch. He came home, you know what I mean, to damn near 16 million followers. He was like, man, I'm telling. You dig what I'm saying? Like, and it's Tay says, you can't teach niggas principles. It was naturally embedded with them. That's fact. You can't teach niggas principles that
you
naturally...
You can teach them as children.
No, yeah, you can.
But...
You can.
Children stray. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, Jamal Holly said he got a question. He want to ask about 6ix9ine.
Mm-hmm.
Go. You mean, go ahead, please.
Children stray, you know what I'm saying? You get older, you start hanging with different crowds. But at the end of the day, in your conscience, you know right from wrong. You know what I'm saying? So I don't put too much into the stories behind their you know, or their justifications for doing whatever they did. When people do what they do, they mean to do it while they're doing it. That's what you wanted to do. You wanted to rob somebody. At that age, I never, you know what I'm saying? I'm not comparing myself to anybody, but I'm just saying, you know right from wrong.
We got the ultimate badness tournament happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just was in Philly. Everybody that saw the tournament, right? Caffeine was there, a whole photo shoot jaw, the whole bio mm-hmm. jaw. It was crazy. It was different in that jaw. You dig what I'm saying? But the next day, instead of a nigga doing a blog about, yo, you know what I'm saying, updates on the tournament, we talking about a whole known Rizzy. In battle rap, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for, you know what I mean? Like, that's the most popular thing. Not the ultimate madness with 16 fire niggas, upcoming niggas on the Smack John. That, you know what I mean? Like, you definitely gonna have classics on that John. Not the 25K that's on the line. Like, not the niggas who really grinding, but a nigga do a 20-something minute blog, lie about ratting a whole blog, and that's what's popping, bro. And that's what's popping. Era is different. The era is different, dog. We not in the, you know what I'm saying?
Would you say that they're weaker?
No, because I think it's just the It's just this. See, honestly, it's just this way of generation. Life. It's just this next generation coming. Because, like I said, the generation that's coming after them, I think is going to be thorough. I think they're going to tighten it back up. Because you got some thorough niggas, like myself and other thorough niggas that's raising kids, like, right now, that we still live by the code, as you see. As you see on YouTube. As you see on, you know what I'm saying, Facebook. Like, we got niggas that's still living by the code. So they're going to bring their kids up.
Are they
going to
be the majority or the minority?
I just think we just in a era that's gonna fuck it up right now. I think it's gonna snap back. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's gonna. Hey, crew, I listen, I know, but you know, you mean hit me and tell me, you know what I'm saying? Like, you already know. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I already know. That's why I'm saying, yo, it could get bad. So Jamal said, if people are saying 6ix9ine new song is hot, or they supporting snitching, or they supporting rats now. Yeah.
We're hearing all of it, like a little bit of all of that. Some people are saying the song is hot. Some people saying fuck that. The justification behind snitching, mostly we're hearing, is they did him dirty.
If you don't follow the laws of the streets, then I understand. You can play 6ix9ine all you want. You know what I'm saying? Who here either was told on, or who here has a nigga that, or a family member that they know that was told on? Who got to feel that?
Yeah, that's a whole nother.
I mean who got to experience. Feel that? Who got to feel that? Who got to feel getting told on? Because then a nigga.
So here's the thing, and this is what I wanted to talk about last time. The point of not snitching is to keep the enterprise alive or the organization alive for the next family. So if you get in trouble, you take the charge. The rest of the team supports your family while you're not there to keep everything afloat. You know, we're strong in numbers. But if one person brings down the whole fucking team, you're not only bringing down the team, you're bringing down children, wives, households, jobs, incomes. If you don't want to be a part of that lifestyle, you have a choice in the beginning not to be a part of it in the first place.
Listen, I just came home. I'm talking about this bit. I just came home. I was only home for 5 days. 5 days, right? My little brother, who about to come home next month, he got this shit popping. He got it booming. His trim, but I didn't know how much he had it booming. Anyway, the house get raided. I'm home 5 days. House is raided now. I'm like, I'm going back to jail, right? Now, mind you, I didn't even have enough time to even start getting into shit, but I had like an L up there and some tree, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, everybody sitting down, everybody in handcuffs and all that shit, so I'm down and all that. So, they bring the tree down, right? They bring the tree. They say, yo, who tree is this? I said, it's mine. They was like, they asked if I had anything else up there. I'm like, no. You know what I'm saying? Is that not my brother? He got caught with everything. So he look at me. He say, look, that's mine. You know what I'm saying? I ain't letting you go back to jail. It's only some bud. I already got booked. I'm taking everything, right? Even though that was the correct move to maybe do, I didn't let him do that, dog. You know what I'm saying? Because it was something in me that was like, I can't even put this on him, even though I know it's only a little dub, because I knew he would have took it. They probably would have dropped it. They probably would have dropped it or whatever. Like, you mean it's only a dub a week. But I couldn't even let my bro do that, bro. I just was like, fuck it, because he didn't put that upstairs in my room. I did that. Oh, you dig what I'm saying? So I didn't even feel comfortable doing that. I said, man, I take the chance. You know what I'm saying? It's only a little hit. Only been home. You dig what I'm saying? But I'm like, all right, it's a possibility. I mean, it's a possibility I might go back, but it's only a little hit, a little month, whatever like that. That's cool. I don't feel comfortable, and that's a real life story, bro. You know what I mean? And I was only home for 5 fucking days, so imagine how pissed I was. Like, damn, I gotta go back. But it's honor, bro. It's integrity, bro. It's like I'm not gonna put nothing on nobody that's not theirs. It's mine, even though that might have been the best situation. He already got the work and the hammers and all that. You dig what I'm saying? Blah blah blah. So yeah, it could have been the best situation. Yo, put the tree on him. You dig what I'm saying? He take it. But just it's just how we was raised. How we was raised, it was like, no, bro, I got this joint. You didn't say even though you mean whatever like that. It's about integrity. You mean at the end of the day, it was only some tree. They dropped this shit on anyway. You dig what I'm saying? But that's how niggas be so scared. You know what I mean? Cause niggas would come to you and be like, yo, you mean, oh, cause the niggas would be like, yo, damn, you just came home. We gotta call your PO. Yo, now you gotta go back up there. Niggas would have been shaking in his fucking boots. Nigga would have been shaking. Oh, damn, I just did three. I got to go back up. Nigga would have been shaking. That shit light, bro, because you know the consequences of everything you do, man. Everything you do. I don't care if you go out there, rob niggas, set niggas up, sell drugs, whatever you want to do. You know the consequences to everything. Everything, every action has a reaction. And that goes for everything in life. We know that, bro. As an adult, even as kids, man, we knew that even as kids. Yo, you know what I'm saying? If we don't ask our mom or our parents for something and she find out, we was getting in trouble. We already know that. We already know that. We not going about to sit here and act like we don't know the, you know, the fucking common sense. Like, I mean, bro, it's common sense, bro. There's common sense. We decide what we want to do, and we decide what the fuck what we want to do. Your head is already made up if you get in trouble and you get booked. You already know, sitting in that fucking car, are you willing to do the time? Are you willing to do it? We already know that in our heads. Are you willing to do it? Niggas know that already. Some niggas even got limits. All right, yo, if the niggas say it's 2 to 4, I could take that. Yo, if a motherfucker say 5, I don't know. If a motherfucker, some niggas even got that. That's all the fuck you got to do is thinking, man. You got to think. You in the back of the fucking police car trying to figure out a way how to get about that motherfucker. You dig what I'm saying? Like, bottom line. You know what I'm saying? Like that. So, man, like, so people know. People know. This ain't even a conversation to be discussed. This ain't even a conversation to be discussed. If you tell and you get a lower sentence than somebody, we already, I don't give a fuck what plea deal motherfucker took, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you listen, motherfucker said like this. Okay, listen, that's not mine, but this is mine. No, I didn't do that, but I did this. And now what you telling on yourself had to put everybody in position because everybody's telling the story. He told a story. He tells a story. So now they got that plea bargain. And then they got that plea agreement or his written statement. And they got his written statement. They got his written statement. They got his written statement. So now they putting all this boom, boom, boom. All right, he said this, or he didn't say this, and he said that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, the evidence already proves such and such as did that. This statement is concrete that we can get him. Now let's go and tell him he got to take this 15, or if we go to trial, he might take a 30. The bull said, yo, if you go to trial, you probably going to get hit with 10. But if you plead out and you write and you sign this joint, we gonna put you at 5. Them niggas went right in that joint and said, because he told you, he said, it's not my fault that nigga fought it and he got banged. What did he say? He said it's not my fault that he took it to trial and got banged. Actually, sir, it is. Because if you would have never copped out, niggas wouldn't even have been under pressure to even have to think about copping out. You was the first nigga to cop out, bro. You put the pieces, you start putting the pieces together for them niggas, so they had no choice but they got under pressure. Damn, yo, this nigga just copped out. So now they saying, if I take it to jail, they gonna do this. So now I gotta take this, or it's gonna be hit. You, sir, are responsible for why motherfuckers had to get put under pressure, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, right, you the reason why I had to now take this shit to trial, because if we all shutting the fuck up, right, if everybody's not saying nothing, either we're all going to get the same exact time, depending on background, you know what I'm saying, it will be an upper or a lower, depending on background, you know what I'm saying, like, I do understand that, or they're going to let everybody the fuck go. Y'all might have to fight it for 10 months, y'all might have to fight it for 12 months, but if everybody shuts the fuck up, 3 of y'all is going home, bro. At least probably 4, man. You know what I'm saying? If everybody, I don't know. I plead the 5th. It is a such thing, okay? I plead the fifth. Somebody says, they can't hear me. You know what I mean? You can say, I plead the 5th. Is it mean like that? If everybody just pleads the 5th, everybody. I'm not able to answer that question. I don't know. Now, when you start going there and say, well, okay, I did this, but I didn't do that, you fuck it all up, man. You know what I mean? Now you fuck. Now niggas is like, everybody in there like, I don't know, this nigga's saying, I did this. Niggas like, what? Oh, shit. Now everybody under pressure, man. Now everybody under pressure. So, you mean, I understand how it go, but I do agree with the last dude. He said, man, we need to stop giving this shit attention. We need to stop giving it attention. I mean, and I agree. I think attention should now should be done. But I just need to understand of why we even giving him the benefit of the doubt that it can be true. That's where niggas like me, niggas like Krug, you know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers like Prez, everyone. Like, this, that's why we sitting back, Troy, we sitting back like, huh? I mean, what else do you want him to tell you? What else do you want him to tell you? That nigga told you everything he needed to tell you in a lawyer joint, a blog joint, a freestyle. He told you everything he needed to tell you. Like, what are we still waiting for? Can we just get him the fuck up out of here, bro? Please. Please, man. Like, let's finish the job, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, damn, I think we like getting our intelligence played with. And I'm like, y'all making me talk about it because I really wasn't trying to talk about this shit, but I keep seeing it. I'm like, damn. And I ain't going to lie. I go in the comments and just read the comments because they be grinding this nigga the fuck up, boy. Oh, my God. They be torturing him. And I be like, damn, these niggas is crazy. You know what I mean? Like, right. So it's like, you know, I mean, I need to have a little attention, but I just be like, yo, we keep giving this one motherfucker time. There's no other time that really needs to be had, man. Pay the fee, fax, email, especially now. You can get shit so easy now.
Well, what was the point of the Uncle Ra interview? Like, what was the point of it?
I don't know. I respect Uncle Rob, so I mean, like, you know, I mean, I guess.
No, I'm not coming at Uncle Rob, but I mean, what was why was there another interview?
Because I think he said the first interview, he didn't answer the questions that he needed him to answer. I guess he was being, like, nonchalant and really, like, doing basically the same thing he did for this one, but I guess it was worse.
Damn. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was worse. And then he said that...
I didn't watch the interview because I seen, you know, the paperwork and stuff, but... trash.
And he said, how you think I feel? He's from my city. Yo,
not worse
hey,
than
crew,
me.
I don't mean... I don't know, man. Because, crew, I heard, you know, y'all knew... From 2014. Am I right? I mean, I heard that. I heard that y'all knew, like, when the case first started happening. Y'all just wasn't, you know, I'm hearing motherfuckers was, like, putting it out, but it wasn't like that. Like, you mean heavy, though. And shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what I said. When he said that you can't get paperwork if you're not from, like, Jersey, or you mean, yeah, it's like if you're not from Jersey, you can't. It was just so many things wrong with it, man. It was so many things wrong with it because I'm just like, you know, I'm just like, all right, maybe because I'm like, damn, he's adamant about getting his fucking paperwork. So then, you know, man, you know what I mean? So, reason why I say he's playing with niggas' intelligence because he's so adamant and he keeps saying it.
He
like,
was telling his friends,
saying,
the same
keep
thing.
Telling his friends and yeah. everybody, and everybody vouching for him. Yo, I'm about to get this paperwork. So then, in the back of your head, you're like, all right, maybe he has some paperwork. Maybe it's something that we didn't see. But it's just like, you moving shaky, baby. Even the interview was shaky.
When you got a loved one, it's like they're just taking advantage of, you know, your bonds. Like, look. Give me some time. I got the paperwork. And, of course, you're going to be, like, as a friend, like, all right, I believe you.
Hey, yo,
get
crew.
The paperwork so we could get it straight for everybody else.
Hey, yo, crew, he said, I'm talking to crew, y'all. He from South Jersey. Y'all know J. Crew. Listen.
Yeah, I agree. That's some tendencies.
Right.
Niggas be talking. That's some tendencies right there.
No, so crew said it's been but the word been out in the hood. So he was saying that he be in the hood all the time. He said he be in the hood all the time and 80% of the hood know what type time he on and 20% of the hood don't know what type time he on. So I know that you from his hood. So I just wanted to, you know, to know, like wanted to hear from you. What was the, you know, the whole thing, you know, in the hood, because I'm sure everybody knows that watches battle rap or the word has spread it. Cause you know, the snitching thing, that shit goes like, phew. That shit goes like fire. Lawrence, Lawrence, boy, I'll fuck with you. And all that. Nigga, Adi said 80% of the city already still fucking winning.
Okay.
No. No, Cruz said no. Yo, Westlaw is a legal database for unknown cases to this day, and that's where Big K got his paperwork. You can't discredit Westlaw. Niggas was rooting for him because of the paperwork. Oh, you think that it was like fake?
They had hope.
Because like, do you think that hold on. So did niggas originally think it was fake?
Yeah, I think they was. Yeah, that's what they were saying. They were online like, this is not a legitimate site. This site isn't official. This is an official paperwork.
Right.
Big K came with fake paperwork.
Okay, yeah, okay. And I remember.
That was like the thing they were holding on to.
I got so many calls, man. I got so many calls about that shit. That shit was so crazy. I'm just like, yo, damn, dog. Like, motherfuckers, like, really, they was like, yo, yeah, we take super chat, Cash App, GUTTACITY 44. I got all the other shit, too, man. I should have been putting it
on. And dollar sign, the Hurricane Zoo.
No.
I got a Cash
everything,
App.
Everything comes to me.
I got a Cash App.
Everything comes here. So, you know, it don't even matter.
Man,
all
shut
that.
The fuck up.
You dig me? So, yeah, man. So, you know, I mean, that's it, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wasn't really, you know, I didn't even really want to talk about it, bro. I wasn't even really want to talk about it. Because I'm like, this shit is just corny, man. It's corny. But I just feel like it was just disrespect. I just feel like this was like the disrespectfulness of it. It was just like, damn, all right.
This is disrespectful.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to even say Photoshop. He was saying Big K made his own Microsoft Word. You're not going to even say Photoshop.
He's not even updated with what to say. The
he never
just
even
came home
in the hood.
Not
bro.
Even referencing with the team.
The
just coming out having word vomit and
I'm
just talking.
He don't represent South Jersey. Believe that. Facts. What's crazy is, to me, niggas called Big K for rat for exposing the kid. Yeah, I mean, but I don't think nobody was ratting that. All right, so Cruz said no. He said he don't even... Him being the hood.
I believe. Why?
I mean,
why?
And Crew, you mean you gotta believe Crew.
Right.
Mean, he around. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, then the whole interview was a lie. So
it
then,
was ironic that thing was the talk and then the other boy comes out. But
the
admit,
next day.
The boy, but this is what the boy did different from the Adi boy. The Rainbow boy straight up was like,
facts.
I did tell. That's what the boy did. The boy said,
so
I did.
He had no choice but to say he did tell.
This
he
one don't got a choice either, but he
no,
just
but
keep
I'm
lying.
Just,
he just keeps lying. 6ix9ine could have did the same thing. Like, I really didn't tell. Even though he got on the stand, he's like, I'm not, they did this to me. They did that to me.
But that nigga was on, like,
Adi saying, I was just a kid. Nobody even told me that it was the wrong thing to do.
Well, I'm just saying, 6ix9ine was on the news.
Right.
On trial. On
mm-hmm.
the stand. Telling. Like,
but
we got the transcripts of this motherfucker
we
telling.
We actually have the... Oh, we don't have transcripts.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
we don't have
it was deeper. It was... You dig what I'm saying? But,
mm-hmm.
you mean, so... Even though we know...
Mm-hmm.
The only argument that he has is nobody has his discovery. The one
right.
that says David Green. That's
right.
the only thing that he's arguing. He's
mm-hmm.
saying, y'all don't have my discovery.
So y'all don't know what y'all talking about.
So y'all
about.
Don't know what y'all talking
mm-hmm.
about. Like, that's his argument.
Well.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like.
People who've been arrested and have been in certain situations knows exactly how this goes. So it's kind of ridiculous to even try to spin something like this. It's just ridiculous. And we all know how sneaky and conniving the police can be when you're in the room with them one-on-one. But it's only one thing you could do, and that's hold it down.
But even that, though, that's their job. We can't get mad at the police for doing police things. That's their job. They're supposed to go in there and tell you that your man told on you. You supposed to be with enough honorable niggas
mm-hmm.
to know that there's no way that my man told on me. It's supposed to be honorable. I don't even want to hear that shit that we just linked up.
Police is so dirty that they'll lie to you about what the law is. One time they told me, you know it's the law if we find something in somebody's car that you'll be charged with this also. And I'm like, no, I know that that's not true. But to someone who doesn't know and someone who's scared, you can fall for a lot of things. And that's why I say don't get into a lifestyle that you can't handle. That's my whole thing. Like, for you to go in and the whole plan was robbery and then turn around, like, and make a statement against people that y'all made the plan together, it's just so foul.
No, let me tell you what
fuck.
That's
foul.
Listen.
Like, I can't imagine somebody doing that to me and we made a plan together going to do something. Like, I got to fight you. I don't care what year I come home. It's going to be a problem.
I don't know about that fight shit, but... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know
This nigga said, I don't even know this nigga. We just linked up. This nigga said, I don't even know this nigga. That we just linked up and we did a job. I mean, that's where you fucked up at first. And I don't know if that's the truth either. I mean, Crew probably could tell us the truth on that though. But it's not my nigga. I'm not about to just meet you one day and then we about to do a homie piece. Type of cowboy
nigga.
Type of cowboy these niggas on, dog. Like, you know what I mean? This nigga said, we just linked up and we did a job and shit. Easy and do not speak on Audi. But let me ask you this. Pusha T had a song called Snitch. I am not sure it's black and white. Pusha T had a song called Snitch.
Okay, I don't know about that.
Me either.
I
don't either. I'll tune in. I'll tune into that and shit. Yeah, I don't know. So, are you saying like he snitched or he's calling? Like he said, he got a song called Snitch. So I'm guessing
we gotta
he's talking about
it.
Somebody else. All right, yeah, I'll tune into it.
But yeah, you know what I mean. And I think that in reference to Mercy being offended, I think that. He's the friend that everybody needs. Like, Mercy's the friend that's going to tell you about yourself, tell you why you're wrong, and tell you what you could do to move progressively.
Hey, true.
And I don't think that he's, like, receptive to Mercy because he'd rather go with the friends that's like, you didn't do nothing wrong, son. You ain't got the paperwork. Whenever you get it, blah, blah, like, whatever excuses they're coming with.
Home.
So.
Snitch, sorry, nigga, I'm trying to come home. That's the Pusha T song.
Oh, well, he's trying to come home. That's what snitches do when they ready to come home.
Sorry, nigga, I'm
the fuck?
Oh, I ain't hear that, John. I'm late.
That's what they do, so.
I'm late. Well, yeah, it's like that, man. So, I mean, it all basically, we know the
Lico
truth.
Was
that
good.
I was the stunt dummy and didn't know you mean how to handle it. Yeah, sorry, nigga, I'm trying to. Yeah, okay, yeah, I feel that. No, man, we were just talking about, I was saying, like, you know, you older, and, I think you're just mad, like, at the, newer people, like the kids, because I think everybody in your age bracket, my age bracket on up, I think we all agree that he's a rat. I think we all agree that, like, 6ix9ine's a rat. I think the people that, you know, that's behind them is the younger people. I don't really know even really about Boom, though, because I don't think a lot of people is behind him or not, though. I mean, you have supporters, but I think he might, you know, like, I blocked 7 people today.
I know, I just laughed.
I'm not surprised anymore, man.
No,
I know it's like, damn, because I'm not, usually I'd be like, you know, man, all y'all niggas is corny and shit, y'all niggas, I'm not surprised anymore. Surprised no more. I done seen a lot of crazy shit since social media has, you know, started and shit, like, niggas would do anything for views and for likes, so now niggas is selling their soul, you know what I'm saying, like, and so you think, you gonna ask me that, do I think niggas will put motherfuckers in jail for 10 years to get, like, 1 million likes?
Yeah.
I think it would happen, man. I think they don't give a fuck no more. I think it's a new era, man.
Yeah.
I think it's a new world. I think that, you know, maybe 2020 should be the start point of something new.
You have to – this is a new – really know who you fucking with, ever. Like,
yeah,
you really gotta know who you fucking with.
I just think we should title this something else. I think we should title this something else. I think that's just personally. I'm always gonna be like 2020. was like, even though fuck shit has been happening, like, you know, 18, 19,
mm-hmm.
but this year, and like all year has been fuck shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like all year. So I think, you know, it's basically a statement to say, yo, let's change this. Like 2020 should be like the start of like something else. Maybe the newer era or the, you know, the, I don't know, something. I'm sure somebody's going to come up with something. It's going to be that. But you know what I mean? Like, we was raised different. We're built different. The youngins is built different. The youngins don't respect the older people. Like how when we was younger,
yeah, we were forced. We were raised.
I mean, yeah, but some niggas are still
them.
Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's the new normal.
Mm-hmm. The known unknown.
It's the new normal. What we think is normal is not normal no more because we no longer control the rules, especially if you 40, 50, you know, you still got the niggas who's 30 going on to their 40s, then you got the 20s who going on to their 30s.
Mm-hmm.
We still got the 18s that's going on to their 20s. So
mm-hmm.
we still got the two generations before us that's coming up, and they're controlling the rules. They don't care about motherfuckers snitching. You dig what I'm saying? They don't care because they grew up in a social media era that they think all this shit is real, all this shit is supposed to be happening. Like I was telling her upstairs, I said, hell, he's trying to combat like the youngins, like my son, like the 12 and the 13-year-olds and on the up, he's trying to get them. Like that is the fan base where he's trying to pull the people who don't know no better. We're not his target. We're not his target fan base. We are not, but you do have the corny niggas. I've been seeing that shit, Troy. I mean, I've been seeing it. My motherfuckers is corny. All the same, it's corny. You don't have no morals. It's like if you're cool with a nigga who you don't even know, telling,
mm-hmm.
you're corny. You know what I'm saying? Like, Easy, you said something a while back. I agree. If you are going to do dirt, do it yourself and keep it to yourself. Yeah, you know, but again, keeping it to yourself is the old way, man. The new way is, yo, I got to show these niggas I'm getting money.
Yeah.
I need 1,000 likes now. I got to show these niggas that I'm